DTR mobile. Is that LK mobile again?
I was about to put a cracker in my mouth.
On, waiting for you to shove something in your mouth before I came back to you.
Well, you had your lunch yet, Shane? We're just headed home from Aldi's.
I picked up some stuff at Publix and then went over to my daughter's house, not far. She and my wife and little Ada are there, my granddaughter. And we ate a quick bite, and I'm headed out for my second DOT physical of the week for driving.
Why do you gotta have two?
The first one, but I had that AFib episode a couple years ago, and this is a new doctor that the company is sending us to after 30 years of going to the same place. And she won't release me without seeing a letter from my cardiologist saying I was okay to drive.
You can't hardly fault them for that. That's not a good thing, that AFib. I had a friend that had that for many, many years. And he was able to work, but he was a refrigeration guy.
Had, three, I guess, episodes. One of them was minor. According to the doctors, they all were minor. And my cardiologist said, oh, yeah, your AFib's not bad. It's very minor. I said, 10 hours is minor? And he said, oh, yeah, that's very minor.
Well, that, Ron, can be, can be zero NRG. Not real good, he always said. Once in a while, and I don't know how many hours he'd had it, he had to go out and get shocked, and he'd bring it back into sinus rhythm.
I wanted to do that when my last episode. I was down in Atlanta. I was working. I went to the hospital in Atlanta, and the doctor was all gung ho about shocking me. And he walked out, and I said, I asked one of the nurses, "What would you do?" Because he said, "We can give you a medicine, or we can shock you and get you right out of it. The medicine will take a little longer." And I said, what would you do? And she said, I'd take the medicine. And then another nurse walked by and said, I'd definitely take the medicine.
Sounds like a better alternative. I don't like to be shocked, Shane, working with electricity all my life. I've only been hit a couple of minor times. And I think the hardest I was hit was when I first got out of the Navy. And Bernice said she got shocked between the washer and the dryer. And I said, well, it's just static on from the clothing. So I went out there and I touched it palms down, one on the washer and one on the dryer, not knowing, being, 20-some years old, that my dad had wired that and he didn't know what he was doing. One of them was hot and one of them was brown, and I never doubted her after that.
Okay, you got two stories there. Don't let your dad do the work and listen to your wife.
Oh, man, that knocked me to my knees. 110 kills more people every year than the higher voltages, because most of the people working on those higher voltages know what they're doing.
You get a lot of people that look, working around the house, they watch a quick video and say, oh, I can do that. And that's only 110 volts. I can handle that.
The favorite saying of the guys that would approach me in years back, they'd come up and we'd be talking and they'd say, well, Tom, I'll wire up 110, but boy, I won't mess with that 220 or 240, whatever you want to call it, which most of it's 240 now. And I said, why not? Oh, well, that 240 will kill you. And I said, yeah, it's old 110. My neighbor had a metal drill and was underneath the house looking up at his son, and there was very wonderful people, and the drill was hot and he was laying on the ground. I always put a plastic tablecloth underneath of me, because back then the drills were not double insulated. Anyways, it killed him right there on the spot, and I still remember his wife screaming from half a block away. That was tragic. But 240 volt single phase is just 210s. There's no difference either way. You're going to take a few milliamps, and you're not going to be able to turn loose of it. So either one will kill you. But when you go to three phase, that's a horse of a different color.
That I'm not familiar with three phase. I've done many. I've wired many things up in the house, and I always make sure breakers off, everything, the switches are off. I always double check, and I usually end up checking with a meter too before I'll touch it, even when I know I just walked out and turned everything off. But boy, as a kid, I know this is different because it's 12 volts, but boy, was I shocked many a time on the electric fence for the cow.
Yeah, that'll do it. I've done that, climbing over it with a shotgun in my hands before, back in the old days. It'll bite you. It's very high voltage, very low current. But, well, here comes a ambulance. I better get out of the way. Let that guy get through here. Yeah, let me get off of Wade Hampton. I'll be out of the way. Yeah, it's... I do the same thing, Shane. I don't like to be shocked. And I even carry a test light with me. And the last thing I do, and it's a fluke test light. Yeah, it's not like the old idiot lights of the old days. And that's the last thing I do, is I just double or triple check it. You know, like a light fixture or something like that. But you're right on. That's the way to handle it.
Was a repair or a lineman for Bell Telephone, and I don't know if he was a lineman. He'd go out and work on the boxes and stuff. He worked with the phone lines, but I don't know if he climbed or not. He had a bad heart. He was able to work. He had a heart attack at 21, but he would always talk about that. And when he was telling me this, I don't know what he was doing, but he would always say that he'd hook one thumb. He'd take one hand and hook his thumb in his belt loop so that he made sure he didn't touch anything else while he was working on stuff. You know, obviously if you needed two hands. But whatever he was doing that had power in it, he would make sure one hand was tucked into his belt loop.
Now, what they worked on was mostly 48 volts DC. But if the phone rings on the old... on the old telephone system, if the phone rings, you get 90 to 105 volts at 20 cycle, and it'll light you up. It will kill you, but when the phone rings, it smarts. And I'll tell you how to think of three phase. Three phase is like a three man bicycle. Single phase is like a one man bicycle. When you got a sine wave, you got, I think you might know what a sine wave looks like, you know, a 360-degree waveform. And they're out of phase by 180 degrees on your single phase, roughly. Okay, on the three-man bicycle, when one guy starts out pedaling, you pedal for 120 degrees of that rotation of his pedal. And then the second guy starts out, and he'll pedal for 120, and then the third guy starts out. So it's 1.731, I think, or 1.713 times as efficient that way. So the average of it is much higher than 120 volts is. 120 volts is 0.707 for your root mean square, they call it. But the three phase is much higher efficiency. So it makes a lot of things simpler, like the motors and that. They don't have start switches. They don't have capacitors. And they don't have governors. It really simplifies things. I loved three phase. It was just as easy to work with as single phase. But even the linemen that come out and install the meters and that, and that's one kid told me, he says, if it's got over three wires in it, we're not allowed to touch it. He just worked with single phase, in other words, a hot, a neutral, and a ground. This is N0TR.
Good job of explaining it there, Tom. I appreciate that. I was reading about it one time, and I was thinking that's what it was saying, but I just kind of glanced over it, and that just really opened it up for me, so I appreciate that. That makes a lot more sense.
You take an oscilloscope and put into a 120-volt receptacle, you'll read 168 volts. But you got to figure, every time that guy pedals and comes around to zero, that's exactly what it is, zero for that point in time. In reality, there's 168 volts in there, but 0.707 times that will give you the 120 volts. And that's basically the DC averaging of the power of that 120 volts. And I'm not an instructor, and it's been 50-some years, so I may not be perfectly right, but I'm pretty darn close.
Phase motor is still running on 120 volts, just like a single-phase motor would be?
No, sir. No. For example, 240-volt single-phase, the phases are out of phase with each other. We'll say when one's positive, the other one's negative, okay? And the neutral wire is actually a return wire. So three-phase, all three phases are hot. There's not a hot and a neutral. They're all hot, 240 volts or 280 volts, or excuse me, or they'll be 480 volts three-phase. That's the two most common ones. They do have 277 for lighting now. But they're all three hot, 480. Depending on how the transformers are set up outside that business, they can, you know, be a little bit different to ground, but most of ours was 480 volts, 240 to ground if you happen to flash one over, but nonetheless, they'll all kill you. But they're all three phases hot, whereas single phase is just one black wire is the hot wire, and the white wire is the neutral wire. The green wire is a non-current carrying conductor unless there's a fault chain. The neutral wire returns the 120 back. So the hot is hot and the neutral is neutral. But if you cut that neutral wire in half and grab both ends of it, well, let's say you got something running like a computer or a motor or something, it'll kill you just the same as the hot wire will.
Okay, that's part of what I was not understanding when I was looking at it. That makes a lot of sense. So on a three-phase, is it three hot wires, or are there more than that?
There are three hot wires. And depending on how the transformers are set up, which you're probably, I'm telling you how to fix your watch instead of telling you the time, as they say, a lot of times there'll be 480 volts phase-to-phase, and then there'll be 277 to ground. So your lighting in your offices, instead of being 120 now, they'll be 277 volt. And your lighting in your plants and parking lots and stuff, they'll be 277. It's quite common, and that's because they set the transformer up that way. So if you take one of those three-phase hots, and all three are hot, and you have a neutral then, and from that one hot to that neutral, you'll have 277. But in the old days, it was just 480 and phase-to-phase and 240 to ground. But it just depends on how they set it up outside. It's like 120 many times. Your service in your house will be, or in your business will be 208, three-phase, and then they'll have 120 volts to ground. You can set it up in different ways. And there went our mail lady. She waved at us. But, yeah, they're all hot, very much so. Any one of them is just as dangerous as the other.
This electricity is fascinating, and it's been a very useful very useful item that we've been able to harness and produce.
You can, in the old days, the biggest single-phase motor I ever saw in my life was 7.5 horsepower, and it was a repulsion induction motor that my neighbor had put on an air compressor, a pretty large one. But with your three-phase, guys, for example, that wheel plant I worked at 4 years, we had a whole room full of 300 horsepower, 480 volt motors on 1500 CFM cubic feet a minute air compressors. Whereas you go buy a nice air compressor now and it'll be between 9 and 15 cubic feet a minute. These things were 1500 to give you an idea. And each one of those motors dropped 342 amps on 480 volt three phase. So you see, you can do a lot better with the three-phase, but my friend Chad in California UE, he asked him about putting in three-phase to his shop, and they wanted a set amount every month. I forget what he said, but it was over $1,000 a month just to have it, and then on top of that, you paid your electric bill. If you look at the high lines, like coming by my house here, there's one wire up above the transformer, the little gray transformers that we call them pots. Okay, that's 13,800 volts, I would guess. And then it steps it down to 240 volts, single phase. But that's just actually one phase of the high voltage coming out of the substation. If you look up in the air and there's three wires up on the top, which is the highest voltage is always on the top, the telephone and the cable and all that, they're down about 10 feet below that because the working distance is like 3.5 feet on that high wire up there. But if there's three wires coming along there, you got three phases. There'll be three of those little gray transformers hanging down below that. But like, look at a Waffle House sometime or some business like that, and you'll see three pots hanging outside. Makes it kind of interesting.
I'm getting a master class in electricity. I was just looking at a power pole as you were saying that, and there's three pots on it and three wires up top, and it looks like, what, one wire goes to each pot?
That is quite correct, Shane. You're on the ball. I'm going to put a star on the wall for you. You just passed your electrician test, see? But they don't bring 480 volts into places like Waffle House and that. Big industry, they do. You need it. They bring in 240 volt three-phase, which makes them have a much better electric bill, put it that way, because they're running a lot of amperage in there. But nowadays, they'll take one transformer and they'll run two houses with it, for example, on single phase. Sometimes they could go for a third one, but they're like 50 kVA. In the old days, they only put up 15 kVA transformers on the poles, but now they're 50 because any new installations, as far as I know, have to be 200 amp installation for each house, Shane.
You came through our house, our neighborhood in Simpson, the 100 amp panels there on the outside of the house.
Roger. Well, we're home, Shane, so I'll let you go. You have a nice day. Great talking to you. Brings back old memories. N4ZLK and 0TR, clear.
You and Bernice have a good day. Thanks for sharing some of your electrical knowledge there. I enjoyed that as well. And I'm just about to pull into the doctor's here, so that's a good time. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.